Welcome to the Naracast Tech Briefing. I am your host, and we have a massive shift in the AI developer ecosystem to cover today.
If you rely on Cursor to write code, your entire toolchain is about to lose its primary engine. OpenAI is officially pulling the plug on Cursor's API access.
The trigger for this is SpaceX buying Cursor's parent company, Anisphere, for $60 billion. That acquisition puts Cursor directly inside Elon Musk's corporate empire, and OpenAI is reacting aggressively.
It is a sharp reminder of the platform risk developers take when their core infrastructure is controlled by a competitor. We will talk through the November shutoff deadline, why OpenAI is explicitly calling out Musk's track record, and what this means for the upcoming Astra model.
We also have a look at the highly anticipated 4.0 release for the hypermedia library, HTMX, which is making some major breaking changes to its networking layer.
And we will close out with a debate over why graphical interfaces still fail power users who just want to keep their hands on the keyboard.
The AI coding assistant market just experienced an earthquake. OpenAI published a statement today titled, "Our Decision on Cursor Following Its Acquisition by SpaceX," announcing they are terminating their contract to provide models to the platform.
The context here is the sheer scale of the buyout. SpaceX acquired Anisphere, the company behind Cursor, for $60 billion. That valuation is staggering for a coding assistant startup, but it means Cursor is now firmly under Elon Musk's umbrella. OpenAI is clearly not willing to supply a direct rival with their frontier models.
They set a specific shutoff date of November 12, 2026. After that date, Cursor loses access to the OpenAI API entirely. That gives the engineering team just a few months to migrate their entire user base away from the default models that made the product popular in the first place.
OpenAI did not mince words in their reasoning. They explicitly stated they cannot be confident SpaceX will adhere to their terms of service. They pointed directly to past contract violations by other companies owned by Musk, specifically calling out Twitter and XAI. The XAI mention is the critical piece. OpenAI accused them of model distillation. That is when you take the output from a highly capable model, like GPT-4, and use it as training data to improve your own, cheaper model. OpenAI is terrified that keeping the API open for Cursor would just serve as an automated pipeline to feed high-quality coding data into XAI's Grok models.
Which makes total sense from their perspective. Cursor processes millions of complex developer prompts and code completions every single day. If you route all of that through OpenAI's API, you get perfect training pairs. A user asks for a complex Python script, OpenAI provides it, Cursor logs it. That is a goldmine for XAI to improve their own coding capabilities without having to do the foundational research.
OpenAI is also applying immediate pressure. They confirmed they are withholding their upcoming model, Astra, from Cursor right now. Even before the November cutoff, Cursor users will not get access to Astra. That is a huge blow to Cursor's product roadmap. The whole appeal of the platform has been that it seamlessly integrates the absolute best frontier models into your code editor. Developers flock to it because they want the smartest possible assistant. Without Astra, Cursor is immediately at a competitive disadvantage.
They still have access to Anthropic's Claude models, assuming Anthropic doesn't follow suit and cut them off too. Claude is highly regarded for coding, so Cursor might just default everyone to that. But long term, this forces the platform to rely heavily on Grok or open weight models.
I do wonder if Anthropic is looking at this and having the exact same fears about distillation. If SpaceX is willing to siphon OpenAI's data to train Grok, they would probably do the same to Claude. We could easily see Anthropic pull their API access as well.
That is the existential threat for Cursor right now. It highlights the fragility of building a business entirely on top of someone else's intelligence. You can build a tool so good someone pays $60 billion for it, but if you don't own the underlying models, the supplier holds veto power over your existence.
Especially when the geopolitical and corporate rivalries in AI are this intense, Elon Musk has been in a very public, bitter feud with Sam Altman for years. There was zero chance OpenAI was going to let their flagship product power a tool owned by SpaceX.
The pressure is now entirely on xAI to deliver a coding model that can match or beat what OpenAI has been providing. They have until November 12 to figure it out, or Cursor's big user base might just migrate back to GitHub Copilot. All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick.
Sounds good. What is next?
HTMX version 4.0.0 was released on August 28, following 8 months of development. The biggest architectural change is that the core networking has migrated away from the old XML HTTPR to the native Fetch API.
Because these changes are so significant, the maintainers are being very careful on NPM. The default latest tag is staying on version 2.x until early 2027, and version 2 will get indefinite support. Version 4 is living under the next tag to prevent automated updates from breaking production apps.
Finally, a blog post from Charalampos Cardaris argues that the developer preference for terminal interfaces over graphical ones is actually just a symptom of poor keyboard support in modern JIS.
A lot of power users swear by terminal apps because they never have to reach for a mouse. Cardaris points out that framework guidelines, like the GNOME Human Interface Guidelines, explicitly mandate that every single action you can perform with a pointing device must also be achievable with the keyboard.
The technical capacity is there. GUIs can be fully keyboard-driven, but developers often neglect to implement those features. It forces users to constantly switch input methods. It is a good reminder that the terminal versus GUI debate often conflates the interface paradigm with the quality of the execution. If developers actually followed the framework guidelines, you could fly through a graphical app just as fast as a terminal multiplexer. That is all we have for you today.
Thanks for listening. We will be back tomorrow with more tech news.